Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, America. Happy Saturday. Hey, we're going to take you to Arizona. It's getting a little cold here on the East Coast, particularly in the Northeast. Temperatures are dipping down a little bit. The winds are getting there. The leaves have turned. They're blowing around. Going to get you a little warm air from Arizona. Just close your eyes. We're going to get a little bit of warmth here. But more importantly, we're going to talk about one of the most consequential battleground states in this 2022 election race. You've got Blake Masters trying to knock off Mark Kelly. You've got Carrie Lake trying to defeat Katie Hobbs. You've got Abe Hamada trying to become Attorney General. And you've got Mark Finchem trying to become the Secretary of State and taking the Secretary of State's office back from Democrats in Arizona after all of the shenanigans of the 2020 election. Well, guess what? We've got three of those candidates here today, right here on the show. What a great honor. Carrie Lake, running for governor, going to join us first, followed by Abe Hamada, who's running for attorney general, and Mark Finchem, who's running for secretary of state. As Arizona goes, so does the country. The western part of the country is going to be the bellwether of whether this is a Republican wave or just a Republican trickle. We're going to talk about that with our three guests right after this commercial break. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special. 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews.
Democrats are really beginning to pay a price as the fentanyl toll and the crime toll from the border is now being felt in every state. But there's an amazing moment that occurred in Arizona in the last 24 hours. The Democratic nominee for Arizona governor, Katie Hobbs, had this to say. Listen to this. We want to get Carrie Lake's reaction right away to it.
I just think you can't play both sides of that. This thing with the shipping containers, which is a publicity stunt. And now we're going to be embroiled in a legal battle over moving them or not. It's not helpful.
Wow, it's not helpful to secure the border. That's what I just heard. And that's your Democratic nominee in Arizona. Joining us, the Republican alternative, Carrie Lake. Carrie, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me. You know, it's sad. We knew that she was open borders because we saw her voting record. She just verified it to the millions of Americans who are concerned about this wide open border. And worse is the fentanyl that's killing our young generation. I've talked to so many moms and dads on the campaign trail who tell me they lost a 17-year-old daughter, a 19-year-old son, and they are horrified that our border is wide open. I want to finish President Trump's wall, but I think any barrier is worth having. It's better than having big openings in the border where people can just walk the drugs across and where hundreds of thousands of illegals can pour in. She is completely out of touch with where Arizona stands on this issue and where America stands on this issue.
Yeah, great point.
Well, and if you listen to Democrats, the open border is just a Republican issue. But as I understand it, with you traveling your state and talking to voters, you're bringing over a lot of non-GOP, non-Republican voters based on that issue alone. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, hundreds of thousands have died, more than 100,000 died of drug addiction and drug overdoses. I call it fentanyl poisonings because one pill or half a pill can kill you. And those fentanyl pills aren't just targeting Republicans. They're targeting Democrats as well. They don't ask what your political affiliation is. And if you talk to a mother or father who's lost a child or a teenager to fentanyl poisoning, doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. Losing a child is one of the most horrific things that can happen to you. And it's killing our young generation. It's killing our future. And so we're going to secure that border starting on day one, declaring an invasion. And we're going to take control of the border, take it back from the Mexican cartels. And this is why Katie Hobbs is losing. It's one of the reasons. We also know that she looks to California and those dead-end policies where they're actually raising taxes on people at the worst time, when they're already suffering under Joe Biden's inflation. They're actually forcing businesses to remain shut down due to COVID restrictions. Katie Hobbs has the Secretary of State's office still shut down because of COVID. These are the kind of policies she'll bring to Arizona, and we're not interested in those liberal, leftist, California-style policies in Arizona.
Yeah, so important. Neither is the rest of the country, I think. I think they're done with it. That's what this election is going to be about. Carrie, when I was a rookie reporter, I had a mentor. My first midterm election said, the party in power, wherever they go in the last week, that's where they're most nervous. The big three guns of the Democratic Party, not Joe Biden, because he's not in that crowd, but Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, they're all, Eric Holder, out in Arizona, a little worried about you, aren't they?
This gang of criminals, really, that's how I see them. Truly, the people behind Fast and Furious and Hillary Clinton with is just a debacle. They're out here bad-mouthing me. She's actually in New York bad-mouthing me on some of the cable shows. And it's quite funny. They must be very nervous about what's happening in Arizona. We're not just running a campaign out here, John. We have a movement. And everywhere we go, huge crowds join us. And I'm not saying that to be boastful. It's not about me. It's about the people of Arizona. They're fed up. They want someone who's going to be strong on the border. They want someone who's going to restore law and order, fully fund our police, and actually work to properly educate our kids. The left has made a huge mistake. They got between moms and dads and their children. They went after our children. And that's why we're seeing huge numbers of suburban moms coming our way. Women who've never been involved in politics. When you start going after their baby cubs, you better watch out because the mama bears will rip you to shred. And that's going to happen at the ballot box on Tuesday.
Yeah, and you know, I continue to see this trope from mainly Hollywood celebrities, but a lot of Democrats too, that this is going to be the end of our democracy if Republicans win offices across America, and then also, you know, in federal positions going to Capitol Hill. And never mind the fact that this is not a democracy, it's a constitutional republic. But Obama said that about you and your statewide Republicans, that democracy may not survive if Arizona Republicans win. What's your take on that?
This is the same guy who is spying on President Trump and trying to prevent the smooth transition from power that the mainstream media, by the way, really hasn't covered. This is outrageous. The true threat to democracy is the left telling us that we can't question our government. Is the left telling us that we can't speak out and use our First Amendment rights to question problems in our election system? I will not stop talking about these issues until we solve these problems. And I'll tell you what, everywhere we go, I ask the question, do you think our elections are fair and honest? And people say no. Do you want to restore honesty and fairness and transparency to our elections? And the crowd goes wild. This is not just me. It is the people of Arizona and probably of other states as well. And so we're going to get into office and we're going to make changes so that every single voter can go to bed on election night, whether they're Democrat, Independent, or Republican. They're going to know that their one legal vote counted and that they know the winner. And if their guy won or their guy lost, they'll be able to live with it because they know the system is fair. That's all we want, and that's not asking too much.
Yeah, for the longest time we had that system. How it got wrecked, I don't know, but they're sure going to be fixed on your watch. That's one thing we're certain
yes,
of.
Yes, indeed. That's what they're afraid of, John. That's what they're afraid of.
You're exactly right. There's no doubt about it. I hear it here in Washington. I want to ask you about some demographic shifts because I've been studying, putting the green shades on, starting to study the polling data. You mentioned suburban moms coming back and suburban women. That's a very clear trend. Latinos, we've been talking about that a lot. Young voters, 18 to 24, incredibly disillusioned with the Democratic Party, seriously thinking about going Republican this election, saying Democrats didn't close a deal with us. Are you seeing that in Arizona with young voters?
That is the biggest thing I'm most excited about, John. The new Republican Party is a young Republican Party. Think about what we were doing when we were kids, 16 to 25, 30-year-old. We were having a great time, enjoying socializing with our friends, going to prom, you know, all those things that were stolen from this young generation by the people in power who threw masks on their face, sent them home from school, prohibited them from interacting with their classmates, from seeing their teacher smile, from hearing their teacher teach. What we did, what the elected officials in this country did, and some non-elected officials, by the way, to our children is unforgivable, and we will not forget what they did. And these children are now growing up. They're voting age, and they remember who did what. And they know who's going to be there and stand for them and stand up for them. And they know it's going to be me. And that's why we're seeing a huge movement of young conservatives, young people joining the conservative movement. And they're volunteering in droves for our campaign. And I'm so excited to help bring them into the government, because when I'm in office, our administration will be run by we the people.
Yeah, and you know, lately we've been seeing a lot of those polls that John's been talking about looking very snazzy for Republicans, but sometimes the polls, you know, they reflect preference pretty well sometimes, but they don't reflect turnout as well. But anger, I think, is a very strong motivator, especially this time around. When it comes to turnout, do you expect, unfortunately, anger in the economy, the border, crime, so many issues, do you expect that to be a main motivator?
Well, I saw a poll yesterday that some of the polls are showing us up 11, 10 points. I saw one that had it closer, but the enthusiasm gap was huge. We had 68% of our supporters were very, very enthusiastic, and only in the mid-40s were enthusiastic about voting for the Democrats. So that's a huge number for us, and I think that's going to show that turnout will be very big on Election Day, and people are ready to wait in line if they have to. They are voting like their lives depend on it, and I frankly think our lives do depend on this election. So much is at stake, and I think we're going to see a big movement here. A lot of people apparently outside of Arizona are watching our race as well, and that's because they care about the border. They need to have strong border governors to protect their state as well. And that's why they're with us.
So important. Carrie, you've spent a long time and you are such a distinguished journalist. You've gotten to see the media on the flip side of this. About 30 seconds left. Your message to the media. What should they learn from this election?
John. I tell you what, one thing they do ask me when I'm out in the campaign trails, who do I trust? Who's a good journalist? I always say John Solomon, just the news. I say the Epic Times as well. There's some good ones out there. And, you know, I am trying to show the people how fake news is made, and I'm calling them out at every turn, and I will continue to do that.
Yeah, you've befuddled them. It's been really fun to watch. Carrie Lake, good luck in the final days. We can't wait to get you on when you're governor-elect.
Awesome. We'll see you guys soon.
Wow. Thank you, Carrie Lake, for such a great interview. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, one of the rising young voices of conservatism, Abe Hamada, military veteran, now candidate, Republican for Attorney General. He's going to join us right after the break. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home.
Welcome back, everybody. You just heard from Carrie Lake, the Republican vying to become the next governor of Arizona. And there is another strong Arizona statewide candidate here to discuss his candidacy for office. He is Abe Hamada, looking to replace the termed out Mark Brnovich for attorney general. And he joins us right now. Abe, it's great to have you back on.
Thank you for having me on, John and Amanda.
It's a pleasure, and we were just talking to Carrie Lake about the young people who have come over to her campaign. Regardless of party affiliation, there seems to be this youth vote that is really galvanizing behind Republicans in Arizona. Is that the same for your campaign as well?
Absolutely. If you look at my campaign, Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, we're all political outsiders, right? We make politics seem accessible because it is. Too often the media and the ruling class have made it so detrimental to try to get involved. But honestly, they're awake and, you know, we're really motivated right now. And I think with my campaign especially, you know, I'll be the youngest attorney general since Bill Clinton. So don't hold that against me. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. You know, I think right now we're motivating people to get excited because America is the best country on the face of this earth. It's the best country that's ever existed. And, you know, young generations right now, they've been taught to hate their country by the radical left. And I think they look around, they have common sense. They say, wait a second. You know, America is great, and I'm going to participate and get involved. And that's what we're witnessing right here in Arizona. We're the 48th state, but I think we're going to be leading the entire country come November.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's such excitement in the slate of candidates there, the enthusiasm you've generated, the way you guys came back from all the 2020 debacle. When you get in office, what is the most important thing? On day one, you got your checklist. What are your top three things you want to deliver for the people of Arizona and, quite frankly, for the people of America?
Absolutely. There's so much, obviously, right now. We're being ambushed on all angles by the far left. But you know, the number one issue is obviously border security. And it seems like we talk about that every single election. Well, I want to solve it once and for all. We're going to take the Biden administration to court. You know, it's a dereliction of duty what they've done to us right now. I want to declare the drug cartels as terrorist organizations and have enhanced sentencings on them. But if you're looking right now, there's so many issues that come from the wide open border, an increase in crime, the fentanyl that's plaguing our communities. That's why it's so critical. And when I'm down there, you witness thousands of people just waiting in line. I mean, they're bypassing immigration system because Joe Biden has advertised the world that our border is open and they're not going to enforce the law. So obviously they're going to take advantage of it. But that's what's really key right now. The second issue I want to tackle is obviously the rise in crime and this demoralization of our police officers. You know, me and Carrie Lake, we had a joint press conference the other month and we got the endorsement of every single law enforcement organization in the state of Arizona because they know we're going to have their backs. So, you know, that's where we have to restore law and order, get tough on crime. Criminals belong in jail, not on our streets. And obviously the third one is going to be going after the Biden administration. I mean, I predict Joe Biden will lose the Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives. So it's up to the states to fight him on all the executive actions that he's going to be doing once he loses control of the legislative branch.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, people will definitely be looking at that. I wanted to move to the other end of the spectrum from young people to the older generation, the more wise generation, I guess that's the nice, that's the most diplomatic way to say it.
But Arizona, we'll see if I get there. We'll see. Yeah.
John, you're so far away from it. Don't even. All right. But, you know, a lot of people retire to Arizona. It's a beautiful state. It has some very temperate climate most of the year. What can you do as AG to make sure that those people are protected as far as, you know, Medicare scams and things like that?
That's a great question, Amanda. I don't get asked that enough, but honestly, it's consumer protection is really important and going after those who target the elderly. They target the elderly, they target veterans, you know, who don't have permanent homes. So that's where they, you know, they target the vulnerable of our society. You know, my father was victimized of this. You know, they call and threaten to shut off your electricity or pretend that they're a member of a bank. So that's where the AG's office goes after them. And what I want to do is a lot of preventative measures. So making sure that they have the resources to allow them to not fall into that a trap where they become victims, and also just working with the credit unions, the banks, to make sure that if there's any financial transaction that's suspicious, to be able to flag their consumers. And I think that's going to be really key for us to protect our senior citizens.
Yeah, those are some great ideas, and it's such an important population. Abe, as you look out over the horizon, you had an interesting conversation the other day about the state of the media and its threat to democracy. Social media is the amplifier of the traditional news media. A lot of people getting censored. We've been doing a lot of reporting showing the collusion between the federal government and social media. Is there anything at the state level in Arizona that you might be able to do to break up that cartel of censorship?
Well, absolutely. Big tech, you know, can be as tyrannical as big government. And if you look at, we just, in Arizona, Attorney General Brnovich, he just actually won a huge lawsuit settlement with Google. It was about $85 million that'll be coming to Arizona because Google apparently was tracking your location even if you said you didn't want to be tracked. But here, this is what I've been saying. You know, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, they got rid of their disinformation board a few months ago because of how unpopular that was. But they basically gotten a way around it. And that's where, when big tech colludes with the government, they become agents of the state. And that's where I'm tasked to protect our citizens' First Amendment rights. You know, I've been saying this for a while. Once we win on November 8th, John and Amanda, and I think we're going to win big, the far left, they're not just going to go away. They're going to try to implement their policies through big tech, big business, big banks, the schools, and the media. And that's where I said, I'm going to fight them in the courtrooms. I'm going to fight them in the boardrooms. I'm going to fight them in the classrooms. I'm going to fight them in the newsrooms. Because our country is at stake right now. And what big tech has done, they need to be held accountable.
Yeah, good do.
Yeah, that's one of the ways that they try to make inroads. Also with money, there has been a significant amount of money coming from Hollywood, from outside the state of Arizona. What is it about Arizona's races that gets the rest of the country paying attention, and for Democrats specifically, putting money into it?
I think they're really worried that we actually mean what we say and we're actually going to get it done. I mean, just the other day, I was reading an article in the Los Angeles Times, and they said Arizona's the testing ground for authoritarianism, and had me, Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, smiling faces on it, actually. And it's, I always laugh and chuckle at that. I was endorsed by Ron Paul, Rand Paul, titans of liberty. I don't think they're tyrants. So, I look at how the media, how they portray it. They're the ones who wanted to shut down churches, schools, and small businesses and have our loved ones die alone at the hospital. They're the ones who are forcing vaccines on us. They're the ones who peddled the narrative of the whole Russia collusion hoax. They're the ones who censored the Hunter Biden story. So to me, they appear to be the tyrants, and we're just the liberators. So, come November 8th, I think their day of reckoning is coming.
Yeah, and you were the one that wore a uniform and defended this country's freedom. People have to be reminded of that, too, your service. I want to ask real quickly, Dr. Fauci has got his friends out in the media saying, hey, we maybe should have amnesty for all the people that got things wrong during the pandemic, imposed and infringed freedom. I don't have a funny feeling you're going to be giving amnesty to people who wrecked our freedom. What do you think of that sudden change in story in the media?
It's truly sickening. And I always have to remind people of what we've been through, because, we tend to have short-term memories. Just 6 months ago, we could not fly on airplanes without wearing masks. And it was primarily due to the Biden administration and their CDC guidelines, which we know have been faulty. So there needs to be justice for what they've done. And this whole amnesty idea, they want us to forget. But remember, they're the ones pushing us around, trying to force vaccines, trying to shame us into so-called social distancing. But that's why, if you look at what Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who's running for Senate in Missouri, what his office is actually doing at the AG's level, they're actually bringing depositions with Dr. Fauci, with Jen Psaki, actually. So this is where the state AGs, we do have a role to play, but most importantly, we have to take back the Senate. We have to have Dr. Rand Paul and Blake Masters prosecute Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, and the COVID rules were just so bizarre to a lot of people, because like you said, we had to mask up on airplanes, but sweaty dollar bills at strip clubs, that was totally safe, according to Anthony Fauci, and where I am in California, so go figure. All right, Abe, we are so excited to see what happens with your race. Good luck to you, and we will definitely be paying attention. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you.
Oh, we're not done yet. I know we normally do two interviews. Stick around. We got a third one. Mark Fincham, one of the voices fighting for election integrity in Arizona, now the candidate to be Secretary of State, the Republican nominee. We're going to have him. That's how we wrap up our Arizona Election Saturday, the Desert Election Party, right here in Don Solomon Reports. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain. And you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite
under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Welcome back, America. We have talked with the leading candidates that are looking to keep the offices of Governor and Attorney General red in the state of Arizona. So why not have a meaningful conversation with the very state representative looking to actually flip the Secretary of State's office back into Republican hands? Joining us now is the GOP nominee for Arizona Secretary of State, Mark Finchem. Representative Finchem, good to have you on again, sir.
Great to see you guys again. Thank you for the opportunity.
We've been talking, we talked to Carrie Lake about this. Boy, the media just can't do enough to try to smear you, but you keep coming back, you keep nailing them with facts. It must drive them nuts that facts get in the way of their argument.
Pesky thing, those things they call facts. They just don't seem to go away. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, was it John Adams who said, no matter your passions, the dictums of your passions, your desires, it can't alter the state of facts or evidence. And I think that's what we're seeing here. Sure. You have been called an election denier. We hear that phrase thrown around a lot of times, especially with folks like you and one of our guests who we had on yesterday from Wisconsin, State Assemblywoman Janelle Branchon. But as an election denier, does that mean that you deny that the 2020 elections even happened?
So I think they need to go back to the journalistic style guide.
Exactly.
Denier, they're not even using proper grammar. This is like a almost gaslight thing. So I did notice that the New York Times kind of shifted their lexicon just a little bit. And now they're calling me an election skeptic. Huh. Ah. Well, actually, there's about 2/3 of the nation which are election skeptics. And frankly, I think you two, as great journalists, you're skeptical about everything, aren't you?
Well,
I'm skeptical when 260,000 ballots had a signature mismatch that can't be reconciled. Now, Senator Borelli yesterday dropped an atom bomb with some of the work that Shelby Bush and the folks here in Arizona have done. These are mismatched signatures, and those ballots never should have been counted because they're outside of the law. Yet, we're deniers? That just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Any good editor, when I first started in the profession, would have thrown that term out the first time it entered into the newsroom. But today, we're too many people have an agenda, not the goal of being objective. It's really remarkable. I want to ask about an interesting case that's been going on in Arizona. People, citizen monitors, want to watch the election drop boxes. They're assembling outside. A judge says they can be outside, but no guns and cameras. How is that working out? Do people feel good that everyday citizens are volunteering to go do these sort of things?
It's an odd world that we're living in right now, that you can't be in a parking lot that is public space. Arizona is an open carry state.
Right.
You don't have to have, you don't even need a CCW. If you want to carry concealed, you can. So to be present in a parking lot, armed to protect yourself, this is just beyond weird. Okay. But it certainly does give the left talking points. Now, here's the ultimate solution would have been to have drop boxes monitored by the county, but instead they're not, which means they're unsecure. And you've got citizens now who've said, enough is enough. We have seen people stuffing handfuls of ballots into ballot drop boxes, and we want to have a secure and fair election. Now, do I condone the behavior? No. But here's the problem. The county didn't take the step of securing those drop boxes. So you've heard me say it before. I'll say it again. Elections belong to the people. They don't belong to the government bureaucracy. And if the people are going to step in and say, I'm just going to be a witness here. Now, Votify Now is an app, V-O-T-I-F-Y-N-O-W, is an app that people can put on either their Android or their iPhone. And if they see something, they can literally say something. They can create an incident report, upload that into a national database of incidents. What we're trying to do is document irregularities in the system. Now, we have evidence pouring in from all over the country for things that are happening that are outside of the law. That means that ballots are being turned in, that there are behaviors that are just not legal that are going on, and people are documenting it now.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing.
Man, I mean, what does it say about our elections that nearly every state and local GOP party in the country now has a hotline where you can call and report shenanigans if you see them? I wanted to ask you, though, you know, whenever I have conversations with folks who are Democrat or, you know, they vote Democrat or they support Democrats, the argument for machines is that it saves money. Doesn't seem to me that the risk is worth the money saved. What say you? Yeah.
Well, there's a couple pieces. Let's unwrap that for a second. First of all, why are we turning over our elections to an unelected, unaccountable, private sector operator that has a greater level of authority in the elections than the very people that we elected to handle our elections? That's defect number one in their argument. Defect number two is that we cannot verify that the code that runs these machines is free of executable files that do the very thing that we suspect has been done. Now, if this whole thing could be cleared up with the case that Carrie Lake and I brought in U.S. District Court,
right,
we simply asked one of two reliefs. Number one, let us see the code. You say it's proprietary. Well, what's so proprietary about counting dots on a piece of paper? Unless, of course, it's not tabulating, it's calculating. Then we have a problem. But if you don't want us to see the code, fine, then we just won't use your machines. Now, we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars nationally on using this equipment, when quite frankly, the people would have been happy to participate in counting ballots. In fact, right now, we have so many people in Arizona that want to volunteer for ballot counting that the argument that folks say, well, you know, we can't get enough people, it'll take too long if we do paper ballots and hand counting, nonsense. We've got so many people that are ready to pitch in to do that, that I would not be at all surprised if there's some kind of a move in the upcoming legislature to at least facilitate the option for counties to go to hand counting and abandon this equipment that can't be proven as reliable.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big discussion after this election. We got about 30 seconds left, Representative. The idea of auditing the election every year, just to make sure we audit federal agencies every year, we audit accountants, audit companies every year. What do you think about auditing as a regular thing in elections?
Well, I think that, first of all, we're probably going to see audits in the future. But what I want to see is a framework that everybody knows what a forensic audit is defined as. You go to 50 states right now, you're going to get 50 different descriptions of what that looks like. But more importantly, if we do our job up front and we do the pre-audits on elections, we're not going to have the situations like we had in 2020.
Yeah, such a brilliant idea. Representative, it's such an honor to have you on today. Thanks for joining us. Good luck on Tuesday. We're going to be watching. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right, folks, how's that for an Arizona trip? Huh? A little desert warmth.
a little bit of election heat. Three great guests. Thank you to Carrie Lake. Thank you to Abe Hamada. Thank you to Mark Fincham for making time for Amanda and I to have a great conversation with them. What a great show. You're armed for bear. You got a sense of what's going to go on in Arizona on Election Day this coming Tuesday. Tomorrow, we're going to step back from Arizona, give you a 360 view of the election. Mercedes Schlapp, Dave Bossy, two very important advisors to former President Donald Trump. They're on the show. Andy Biggs and Congressman Brian Stile, two congressmen making a difference with accountability. They're going to be on the show as well. What an exciting day. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have a great show on Sunday. We're not going to disappoint. We're 7 days a week now here at John Solomon Reports. Have a great Saturday evening. We'll be back tomorrow for Sunday brunch, an election pre-festival with some of the smartest minds in politics. See you tomorrow. Have a good night.
It's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.